is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 181 of How Married Are You?
Okay, my name Belief, this is Yvette, and we've been married
12 years.
Living in California, we got
four kids.
Relationships scary, it's very necessary. We share our love of struggles, we ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time. 1, 2, 3, and...
It's chocolate baby story time.
All right, so... Guys, I don't know where this comes from or how it develops, but we have a child who bites their nails. Take a guess who the child is.
You got two of them.
We do? Well, Uzziah is the child I'm talking about, and it's pretty bad. Like, he gets really far down, you know, whatever. But anywho, the other day, him and I were cuddling. And homeboy tried to bite my nails. Disgusting. I was like, Uzi, what is wrong with you? Yeah.
That is nasty.
It is gross.
Yeah.
But I wish, like, what do we do to break that habit? I do not approve of nail biting. I'm so sorry if you're one of those people. But stop biting your nails. It's not even cute.
Yeah. Yeah, we need some nail biting hacks. I'm trying to think what happened. Man, the other day I was gonna do the kids' hair and I don't know what happened. But I told them that they had to like comb out the sides of their hair. It took Theo a half an hour to comb out, and the way he was doing it was like he was trying to like do it so it wouldn't hurt. And you know, I was just watching him, and he had water in there and all that stuff. I just walked over. It was like, sat, 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 sat. I was like, bro, you just got to get through the pain, man. And he's like, easy for you to say.
Was that a diss because you don't have no hair?
And I put it in my beard. And I was like, it hurts, but you still got to do it. Man, kids or something else.
He'll be coming back with a clap back really quick.
He got to cut it out, man. He be talking too much.
Yes.
All right, let's get it. Yo. This July 28th, 29th, we have the How Married Are You Live event. We are super excited for it. It is really important. I want you guys to check out this short commercial, and then, we'll be back.
Y'all, do you want to hang out with us and the rest of the wedding party in person? Well, let me tell you something. Now is your chance. On July 28th through the 29th, we are throwing a party. We're calling it the How Married Are You Live.
This is our introduction to retreats. We are super excited to add so much value. We've been giving free value for a long time and sharing the ups and downs and the hard parts and the best parts of marriage. This upcoming July 28th and 29th is your opportunity to get the nitty gritty on how we really got through a lot of that stuff. And so we want to invite you guys. It's going to be super fun.
All right, we're back, y'all. And so I just really want to reiterate, the How Married Are You Live is not just for married folk. It is for single folk as well. So if you are single, if you are seasoned in your marriage, if you feel like you're on the verge of ending your marriage, this event is for you. Yeah. I assure you that this will probably be one of those events that you look back on 5 to 10 years from now and you're like, that actually really like impacted our marriage in such a positive way.
Yeah.
And so I hope that you find yourselves there. The tickets are now available. We got virtual and we got in-person tickets. And if you can only make it on Saturday, just come on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's get into this topic. We have an email. This person said, hey, just call me Kiki. So we gonna call her Kiki. She goes, I can't believe I am writing. If my people find out about this, I might just have to find a hole to hide in. But I need advice, LOL. Okay, so I'm a 26-year-old female. There's this guy, we'll call him Don, who I have had a certain connection with over the years. We are very close family friends, and there was always some chemistry between us. 2 years ago, he expressed his interest to me in November 2021. Finally. And we started talking. but I decided to end things because he was not consistent with his communication. Side note, he has a child with another woman. He had a child with another woman in 2020. I'm so sorry. I got to make this bigger.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate the paragraphs. Thank you. With another woman in 2020. However, things didn't work out with the baby mom. He is also 26. We reconnected at a family event in June 2023, and he apologized for how he dropped the ball and that he just wanted to gain my trust again because he is in a better place. He had lost his dad in 2020 alongside becoming a dad. Oof. He wasn't in the best place. Yeah, I can understand that. Another side note. I was just coming out of a relationship that I had made peace with ending. We have been talking consistently, and he has emphasized that he wants us to build a solid foundation. Everything feels so different from him from before. Like, I can genuinely feel that he is in a better headspace. I've been praying about it, and I feel at peace. Like, there was a point I stopped believing that I needed to be best friends with my spouse in other relationships because we just didn't have that connection. But with Don, I genuinely have that friendship, romantic connection aside. It makes me believe I could be best friends with my spouse again. Side note. She has a lot of side notes. He has always said to his family that I am his wife or the woman he wants to marry. Right now, we are just talking and building a foundation, even though he has expressed he intends to marry a year after we officially start dating. However, my family found out and some of them have an issue because Don is not the conventional man they envisioned for me. He didn't finish college. He is an entrepreneur, pays his own bills, and has full custody of his child and everything. Oh, wow. But they question his financial stability. In their eyes, the lack of college degree is a big no-no. Oh, my goodness. Plus, he had a bit of a wild lifestyle in his college days, and everyone still judges him by that. They're also against it because if things with Don and I go south, it would burn the bridges between our families. I wish I could say more, but I don't want to make this email too long, so let me wrap it up. What Don and I have feels so organic, and I already can see the ways we could partner up as an entrepreneur couple to not just bless our own family, but our community, God willing. I am already in love with his son, and I am excited for our bond to flourish. I'm struggling to understand the opposition from the naysayers while still taking my time to build Don and I's bond. To be honest, the opposition makes me just want to speed up our relationship, but I want everyone to be on board before we move forward. Is that the people pleaser in me? I don't know. Last side note. We are currently in different states, so it's long distance. I know it's a lot, and this isn't even half of it, but what are your thoughts? SOS, Kiki. Okay. You're quiet. I thought you were going to jump in.
This is a really cute story.
I kind of got goosebumps at some point.
It's the making of the notebook, the composition notebook. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. And her little profile picture, I can't zoom in, but it looks cute, too. She seems sweet.
I don't know. You know, this. I think I'm a rebel, and I'm him.
Yeah.
You know, I identify with him.
Except you don't have a child.
I don't have a child. Yeah. So I didn't have a child. I have four.
You do have children.
Yes, we do have children. So what are you thinking?
So.
Because I feel like you probably identify with, you know, her in some way.
Yeah, there were a few people who were like, he doesn't have a college degree, da 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 da. And I don't know why that wasn't a big deal for me. It wasn't a big deal for me until it
who
was
said
a
that?
Big deal.
I want the names.
For me. And then, but I feel like the people that mattered, the people that were actually like a part of my core, understood who he was as a person and like that value that he added. And so I didn't really have a lot of naysayers because once people get to know you, they always are like, oh, that's what she sees in him. You know what I mean? Mm. And so I, like, from what I'm hearing, and she's saying we only have half the story, But from what I'm hearing, he seems like he's a really good guy. Like, he's got full custody of his child, and he's paying his bills, and he lives on his own. Like, he, there should be, I mean, he's taking care of his business. And then they both want to impact the community and their families. I think that's beautiful. I would say, here's my thing. Like, for me, and this is, like, 36-year-old version of Yvette, because 23-year-old version of Yvette was not singing this tune. But for me, I think wisdom would be for you all to get a mentor couple that is outside of your village or that group of people that you trust and that, you know, has aligned beliefs with you as far as your faith and whatever else it matters to you. Because I feel like they would be able to speak into that relationship a little bit better with having relationship with the both of you. That is my, like, two cents for what it's worth, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I love the growth aspect of this man's journey. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it is valuable to understand that he did lose his father and became a father in one play.
And then got full custody.
Yeah, and then got full custody of his kid and really wanted to make sure things were solid with this kid. Kid's probably older now, but 3 years old, maybe two. So I think that just by reading your email, I would say that these people, your family, don't have a lot of belief in you guys. They already see him as kind of like a knucklehead, a screw up, you know what I'm saying? And they think that he's going to tank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that story.
Mm-hmm.
That story sucks.
Mm-hmm. And it the thing about it is that it's like when people say things like that, it's suggesting that they don't even have faith in you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like they don't even believe in you and like the foundation that they have helped you establish or build in your upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of unfortunate too.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you deserve a better story than that, man. You know, this, I think you are kind of people pleasing and you want everybody to be okay mm-hmm. with it. And that's just not going to happen. Like, you got to let that go. Like, people don't, you know, not everybody wants you to be happy. You know, they want you to avoid their fears. You know? They have a concern and a fear, and they want you mm-hmm. to do something else so that you don't, you know, their worst dreams don't come true.
Mm.
You know, their nightmares.
And it's almost kind of selfish not to, like, allow you to pursue love for yourself at the risk of them losing a relationship.
Super selfish, selfish and manipulative.
Yeah. It's like they want to rob you of what could potentially be great in order to, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This, I think you should go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the long distance thing sucks. Mm-hmm. I think that, but if you guys have already been, like, crushing on each other for a long time, and then, you know, he finally came forward, and then it didn't work out, and then now it's like everything's working, and he wants to build a foundation, it seems like he's choosing you, and he's making a commitment, and just saying, hey, I want to move forward. I don't really like the whole, he tells his family he's going to marry me. Man, if you're going to marry me, then marry me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't sit up here and tell your family that. That's corny. To me,
mm-hmm.
but that just may be like a thing that he's doing until he gets your family's blessing or if you feel right. But I think if this story, if you move on from the story and you go, what, you know, if you go, I know, you know what, I'm going to listen to my people and then just not mess up the ecosystem and the family and, you know, like make sure we're all good, you know, I think you're going to hate yourself because you didn't try.
Yeah.
And if they are having a hard time figuring out how the families coexist after that, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, the relationship was conditional, you know?
Yeah.
Based on everybody working, you know, working together and being whatever, you know, I think, because no one's talking about What if it goes great and you guys are now like a real family? Because through law, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I feel like we addressed that, but I kind of like she brought something up that I think is interesting for us to talk about.
Okay. That's what we're here for.
friendship and marriage.
Okay.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know.
How necessary do you think it is for two people to be friends in order to have a successful marriage? Or is that even a necessary component of, I don't even know, like, is successful the right word? Maybe healthy? I don't know. Do you think, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think it's the weeds for me.
Ooh, say more.
I think we both have definitions. Like, you define things, right? And I'm just kind of like...
Say more.
You know? So you could be like, yo, are you my friend?
I do ask that a lot.
And like, I'm just kind of like...
Or I'll be like, you're not my friend right now.
Yeah, you're not my friend. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Because I don't think that... To me, the definition of husband isn't void of that.
Like, you shaved your head?
Uh-huh. Like, friendship is, like, to be married is to be a friend to me, you know? There are, like...
Just automatically.
It is automatic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I'm trying to think if I do things that are unfriendly. You think I do things that are unfriendly?
Actually, you treat me like a friend. You tease me all the time.
Mm-hmm. I treat you just like I would treat the homies. I treat you like a butterfly, like a princess sometimes.
Yeah.
So you get the best of both worlds for me. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, I joke with you like you're my pal or my buddy. But then also, like, I do things I never do for them, you know? But I do believe that if I have a friend, I'm a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so... You know, I would still cook for my friends, you know, so I don't think that we are not friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, now you have a different definition of friend, it feels different than how I see friendship. So I don't know if I fulfill your definition of friend.
I think you do fulfill my definition of friend. You are a confidant. You're somebody that I trust my feelings and my thoughts with. You are someone that I feel comfortable around, that I can, like, just let my guard down. I feel like that's very important when I have friends. You know what I mean? Like, I say things to you that I would never say to anybody.
But
like,
is that
even
the
some of my friends I wouldn't say to.
But is that the husband or the friend?
Huh?
Is that the husband part or the friend?
Oh. I don't know. I think some of it, I think there's an overlap. If we go back to the semicircles, I mean what do we call it? What is it called? The contrast circles? What is that called?
Venn diagram.
Gosh. I need to go back to teaching because I'm losing all my smarts. But yeah, I think I would define you as my friend. And I think you were my friend even before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were someone that just made me feel very comfortable and you were fun. So I, like, when she talks about the whole, like, it feels different now, and he's kind of restored my belief in the fact that, like, my spouse can be my best friend, I think that that is a thing. I think it's a thing.
Okay.
And I believe that a lot of, like, I'm just trying to think of marriages. Like, the other day I passed, when I was driving home from Bern, I passed this older couple that we know, and they were just out taking a walk early in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's friendly to me. You know, like, let's just go walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I don't know. But I do feel like friendship is a necessary component in a marriage. But I'm wondering, like, does the friendship come first? It's kind of like, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Does the friendship come first? Or does the friendship come as a result of the marriage? You know what I'm saying? Or is that even a necessary conversation to have? But it's like, hey, I'm attracted to you.
No, I think you can be attracted to someone and they not be friendly. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, some people aren't nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or not nice to you. There's certain people I could never be married to because mm-hmm. I don't want to be their friend. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Yeah. Mm. Like, I don't think they're nice. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be around you. Mm. You know, I want to be around you. Now, sometimes I don't want to be around you. And I'll tell you, I don't want to be around you right now. Mm-hmm. This makes me feel like I don't want to be in your presence right now. Mm-hmm. You know? And not saying that you got to change. I'm just saying I'd rather not be in your presence. Because mm-hmm. then if I tell you to change, that'd be manipulation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would say, though, that there's a friendship that I would say we are friends and you are my best friend. But as far as ride or die, you are not that. If I got to go do some dirt and I got to handle some business, I am not telling you.
Do we know that for sure?
Absolutely. You would be putting money on my books in jail. You would tell on me and be like, why'd you do that? I would
be sissy.
Yeah, you would be sissy.
Except I wouldn't murder anybody.
You wouldn't be sissy. You would be just a snitch. You just not.
Because that's better.
You just not like the one that you want to ride with. Mm. Is that sad?
It is sad.
It is sad, but it's
but
true.
I'm going to be living a life of freedom.
Yeah. Even if I do something that's like, it's justice, like it's justified, like you had to do what you had to do, you would still be like, yeah, he's going to jail.
You think so?
Absolutely. I don't trust you.
I don't know.
I trust you with my body. I trust you with my...
Oh, babe.
But with my like life, I don't know. Like, even if it was like, even if I'm getting jumped.
I'm laughing, listen, but this is like a cover up. I'm really sad. I'm really crying.
But is it true, babe?
Babe, I don't know. I haven't been in that situation. I pray you don't put me in that situation. And you're probably never going to tell me if I'm in that situation based on this conversation.
Well, I would just say that, like, I would have a heavy heart. I would have a heavy
babe.
Heart. Yeah. If I'm getting jumped and I'm just like multiple people hitting me.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot them.
Yeah, but what if you don't have a gun? You're not stepping in and like fighting, helping me fight.
I think I would.
Really?
I do.
I wouldn't ever put you in a position like that. But say if we're getting mugged by a group of.
I would actually probably just give them my purse, like give them whatever they want.
What if they wanted you?
Don't give them me. You know, that's like my worst fear.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think you know that I would fight to the death for you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Besides, like, a raccoon or something like that coming in. That's not my only fear.
Babe.
Is getting bit by by rabies-infested raccoon. That's, like, my biggest thing. I'm like, we can both outrun a raccoon, but I just need you to be aware that I'm running, too. Okay? When it comes... But see, like, it's certain levels of friendship. Because there's a friend and acquaintance. There's, like, friend, best, and then there's, like, a best friend. And then there's kind of, like... I only deal with this guy because I know he gonna keep his mouth shut. And I got this guy in my pocket. This my guy. And I don't got many guys like that.
Who's one?
I ain't telling you. I am not telling you. Because you gonna know who I'm gonna go to. But is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need, like, a set it off type friend, you know? You're not that. And I'm okay with that because I know what I'm at. I know, like, I'm a... sanctified, saved individual. I'm not wilding in the streets. I'm not doing anything
You're not. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. But if something happened and
I
say...
I don't know. Okay, so let's think about it. What's that show I just watched with the guy from Cosby Show? And he, his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so something like that. Mm. You're right. I would want the cops to be able to deal with it. I wouldn't want you to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love you.
But
though.
If someone was to like take my child,
I expect you to do everything I'm going, you can. But right. I am going to put money on your books. Mm. What do you want me to do? Wait, hold on.
Let them know in the comment section. No, let her know what she should do.
No, wait. Like, no. I wouldn't tell on you, but if you get caught, I'm putting money on your books.
If they were like, "Do you have you seen Glenn Henry?" Would you say yes or no?
I'd say I haven't seen him in this moment. What would I say? Babe, I don't think I would turn you in. Babe, not for our children.
I'm just saying for me.
No, but you said if went and did something in the name of our children, you know.
Yeah.
I think I would have your back, man. I think when it actually comes time for it, I would have your back. I really do believe that. I do.
Y'all trust her? Because I do not.
I just hope we never find ourselves in that situation.
Me too.
But I'm just saying, like, I love you. I want you.
I know that. I don't ever question your love. You know what I'm saying? But I just think when it comes to the law and what's right, like, I do say when I did get, when I got poisoned at work with the weed cookie, you did have, like,
have we told that story on the podcast?
No. When I got poisoned at work with the weed cookie and you came to the hospital, you left from work, came to the hospital, I do believe that you were trying to figure out what happened. You weren't just like, druggy.
Yeah.
You were trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and I had so many, like,
people saying,
I was just like,
Yeah.
My dad was like, Yvette.
I remember my dad. Yeah.
He was like,
Do you believe him?
Yeah. I was like, I got no choice.
Yeah. But I believe that you have, like, that. So that's one instance.
I do believe that if you were to find yourself in a situation like that, it would be in the name of, like, justice. Like, I don't believe you would just do it because you're, like, a criminal or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think you would do it because you're trying to, like, protect us as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, I believe that I would be able to...
You would forgive me. I know you wouldn't hold it against me.
Yeah.
But would you tell on me? Would you hide me? Dang, girl.
Sorry. Would I hide you?
And so for me, this is unfriendly behavior.
Oh, I wish I didn't bring it up. All right. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but it's okay because I know how deep it goes. But at some point, if I ever left, you know, I had to go. I had to get up out of here.
You're going
to
leave me?
If it's between leaving you and going to jail, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to jail.
Really? You'd rather live the rest of your life without me than live your life in jail where I can, like, come and have conjugal visit? Is that what it's called?
Conjugal visits? You think that's real?
Is it not?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
I can see Timothy wincing watching this crap.
I hope he doesn't see this episode.
Oh, how married are you?
Let's see how married I am. I don't even know yet. Oh. I have an old one.
Okay.
So back in the day in June, when we were traveling, there was one point where I had the window seat and I like to like leave the window thingy open, but you were like, are you going to close that? And I closed it. I closed it for you, babe.
Yeah, because it gets hot on the plane.
It doesn't matter. The AC's blowing right on you.
Not when it's sitting. We were just sitting, right? It was before we took off, right?
I don't know. I think we were taking off.
Oh, okay. Ask me.
How married are you, my love?
I'm so married. Dang, what did I do? I just did something recently that I was kind of like, I'm going to use this. It was last night. Oh. So I'm in a rough space right now where I've gained so much weight that none of my clothes fit.
Mm.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to lose the weight, but I don't like any of the clothes I have, so I'm ready to just get rid of them. So Yvette washed a bunch of clothes, and I'm like, I'm ready to purge all this whole pile of clothes and give them away or whatever. And I left the clothes on my side of the bed. So two nights ago, I came in the room, like, after, like, I don't know what I was doing. I was watching Succession. And so I come in the room, and it was like 12:30. And I look at the side of the bed, and it's full of clothes. And I was like, I'm grabbing my pillow, and I'm going to sleep on the couch.
You want to know something? I kind of blame you for missing the gym yesterday, because if you would have slept in bed, you could have heard my alarm going off too. And then I would have woken up.
Mm-hmm. Take accountability for yourself. That has nothing to do with me. So anyway.
But do you guys imagine, can you imagine waking up late and then rolling over
to a pile of laundry?
To just laundry. Laundry everywhere. And I would have put it away for him, but it seemed like he was like organizing and doing the whole like, yeah, I'm getting rid of stuff type thing. So I was like, I'll just let him be.
So last night I finished my Oculus workout, my little supernatural workout that I love so much. And then I come up, I take a shower, I come upstairs, and that same pile of clothes is still sitting there. And I just wanted to go right back downstairs and lay back on the couch because I still didn't finish. And you told me before you went to sleep, you're like, sleep in the bed with me tonight. Stop playing. So I did that. Mm-hmm. I did that. And double, how married are you? Yesterday, I was about to do my Oculus workout. And Yvette was like, let me see if I can still remember this song. Oh. It starts playing worship music while I'm trying to get my workout on.
Babe, I was trying. I didn't know it was interrupting you.
She just wants to be around me. And I was like, oh my gosh. She is obsessed with me.
I just want to be in the
same
room.
And then she finished the song and she was like, lean on me. She started playing Lean on Me. And I'm ready to start my workout. And I'm like, oh my gosh. If you don't get out of here. Like, if you don't get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm ready to, you know, like, you know, throw hands.
Man, I'm trying to be a pianist.
I know. And I was like, out of all the things she could be doing right now, I was like, you know what? I just let her play and I didn't say nothing.
You didn't.
I just sat there.
Oh, thanks, babe. Ooh. I didn't know it was a distraction because I thought you were going to have your head thing on. I could play and then it could just, so that's a distraction for you.
Well, I think it would be awesome if you maybe just put in some headphones while you did that. Because I feel like that's great.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's hard for me to like, because I'm in there like low-key kind of cursing, like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to like, it's a mixing of oil and water.
Okay.
To me. And I'm sorry. And I know you want to live in the garden, right? You want to live in a garden. You want to sing songs and be naked. And I'm just kind of like, I'm trying to work out.
Oh, my goodness. I saw it on TikTok. It was actually Dallas. She said, slow living is a privilege.
What does that mean?
Slow living, like living that like you're not waking up in a rush to go somewhere, or you can like stop at a coffee shop and just read a book for an hour. You know what I mean? Like just.
Yeah.
It's like a privilege.
What does that have to do with what we were talking about?
Because you said I wanted to live in a garden somewhere.
Oh, yes.
And that's very much so true.
Yeah.
Like I would love. Yeah. I would love to have.
A garden of just multiple flowers and plants and fruit and vegetables.
Yes.
And a piano in the middle of it with an umbrella over it.
No, wait, no? What?
And a piano in the middle of the garden.
No, it's more so like I have a sunroom or a room that looks out to that from the piano. I don't want my piano outside. What the heck?
I don't know. All right.
And that's just how married we are.